The thing that I can remember more than anything else besides the opera, Van Cliver came to Tulsa.
Yes.
And it was such a popular deal that every seat was filled up.
Van's cousin, and I didn't know Van Cliburn's first name was Van. I thought it was just all one. Van's cousin was from Tulsa. I don't know his name. I don't remember it. But Wayne's ex-wife knew the man, and she called Wayne, and she said, would you and Martha like to go with him? Because they're going to put chairs on the stage right behind the piano so you can watch from the other side. And we went, what? So we got to go with the cousin, and there were about six of us sitting up there on the stage
right
behind
next to it, like you're there.
And watching him play. Then when it was over with, whoever took us over to a place downtown to have dinner late. And I was sitting right next to him. He offered me a bite of his mousse. He said, this chocolate mousse is lovely. Do you want to taste it? And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm getting hand-fed by Van Cliburn. But then I asked him, I said, can I ask you a favor? And he stopped everything, gave me full attention, turned to me, and he said, what can I do for you? And I said, my husband would kill to have my seat. Can I change with him? And he went, well, of course. So Wayne comes over and, what's your hardest piece? What's the piece you like best? Had the quiz time then.
Oh, that's the one I can remember down there.
And Pavarotti. I kept saying to Wayne, let's take some flowers. And when he's through, I'll take them up to him and get to meet him. Wayne goes, oh, you can't do that, can't do that. And I thought, they do it in New York all the time. I'd seen it at the Met. So I didn't do it because I'm too much of a coward anyway. But nevertheless, I noticed at the end, two women and a little girl went up and gave him flowers, and he kissed their hands and shook their hands and everything, and I thought, ah, I missed my chance. But it was great to hear him sing in person. Amazing.
Oh, boy.
Wow. You never thought this life was going to be the way it was when you were born or lived there in Carthage, Missouri? What a journey you've been on. You have a faith, too, don't you? Your faith is strong and...
Yeah. Right. We try to go every Sunday, and then every night we say the prayers. Every time we get in an argument, we stop and think, what are you doing this for?
And then we pray.
That's good.
Anyway, I take it you like classical music.
Well, I haven't appreciated it as much as you have, I will say that. I enjoy it, but not nearly to the degree
you... You have some favorites that you...
No, I can't. Now you're pinning me down. This is an interview about you, not me.
Oh. That's fine.
So what is your favorite classical?
Oh, gosh. You didn't tell me, so I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. All right.
I know.
Okay, mine's Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Oh,
how's that?
Yeah. And the last movement of the Ninth is really fantastic, too.
Yes, it really is. No, I'm just kidding, because I don't know it as near as...
Which one is the one you always say is like...
Six.
Okay. It has like the light on the water.
Oh, yeah.
Talks about force of destiny, the aria and force of destiny.
Oh, yeah.
I just admire the fact that you didn't study it.
No.
Didn't go to school, didn't take it in school or anything like that. But you became a student, obviously, down through the years.
And he used to play a game with his friends where they would set a needle down on the record, let it sit down for like 5 seconds, pull it up and say, what's that? He offered me money if I could learn how to do them. I can't do it that quick. But it's interesting how much he did influence what all I listened to, and my taste totally changed once I realized what was out there. I just hadn't been exposed, and I got exposed by a guy who made me read the librettos prior to going to the opera, which was a great thing because it got the familiarity.
Yeah, that's the whole key, is the familiarity. If you know what the guy's saying and what he's trying to instill in you and so forth.
It makes sense then, doesn't it?
Yeah.